The Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center says the detection of African swine fever in Germany with a genetic link to southern Italy highlights the risk of spread posed by the movement of people. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's monthly Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report, released as part of its July e-newsletter, indicates African swine fever remains active, with a strain identified in Germany with a genetic link to southern Italy. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says this suggests a new introduction rather than local spread.
The cases that were identified were in wild boar, and there was one wild boar identified initially in Germany's wild boar surveillance, and then there was four additional wild boar that were found positive. And right now, the identification was 75 miles away from any other ASF-positive case located in Hesse, Germany. And so it is of concern because a lot of times people are the source or maybe the source of introduction. And so it's very important to be mindful of biosecurity when moving around areas that have ASF cases, especially now in the summertime when it's traditional vacation and holiday season. But the implication for the United States is, again, really understanding that the disease could be transferred on illegal meats and illegal pork products coming back to the U.S. So very important not to do that. But it's also important if you are traveling abroad and countries that have active ASF to ensure that you're having proper cleaning and disinfection of your clothing and footwear before coming to the U.S. and going to a farm here in the U.S.
Dr. Becton notes foot and mouth disease also remains active, especially in southern Africa, where the SAT2 strain was identified in Etswani, Mozambique, and South Africa. The Swine Health Information Center's domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports can be found at SHIC's website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.